Woods, head coach of the Oglethorpe University women's soccer team, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head women's soccer coach, Alan Woods. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you're entering your fourth season at the helm of the women's Peachell program there. Just talk about your mindset as we enter another preseason.
We're just looking to try to continue the progress we've had. You know, it's always been for us trying to establish the identity of the program and who we want to be as a team. So, you know, I still feel like it's early in my coaching career and we're still looking to establish, you know, who we want to be.
That maturation and the continued success builded last year as you guys posted a record of 8-9-2, 1-8-1 in conference play. What did your team learn through the course of last season?
I think we learned that, you know, if we're paying attention to the little things and we're coming into to preseason fit, that we're reaching a point where we can compete with some of the other teams in the conference. Obviously, we're looking to continue to build on that success and to gain more victories. But coming from where we were, it's important for us to realize that, you know, it's not a pipe dream to come into the season and want to be able to get some W's inside the conference. And so I think we learned last year that, you know, if we put in that work, you know, these things are possible for us.
As I look at your roster, you return your top eight scorers from a season ago that gained a lot of experience, and as you mentioned, that continued building process. How much does that help, that experience going into this season?
I mean, it helps out a great deal in terms of the way we play. We're finally getting to a situation where we've had enough consistency with our players that they understand what I want, you know, in terms of even looking at Clara St. Urbain, who was so successful last year, you know, looking at her in preseason, I can already see how much more she's learned and how much more she's attuned to what it is I'm looking for. And talking about, like, Alexi Vassell, who's been here for 4 years, you know, there's a lot of unsaid things in practice where she can kind of read a look in my face and understand exactly what it is that I'm looking for. And so, you know, I think it can only help coming into the season.
Well, you mentioned Clara St. Urbain last year, named SCAC Newcomer of the Year as a freshman, had an outstanding season. Just talk about her, the way you've seen her develop through her freshman year and now into preseason this year as a sophomore.
Clara is just, she's an incredible player, and more importantly, she's an incredible person. You know, she's so humble and so willing to do the hard work. And last year, what a lot of people don't really realize is she was hurt, you know, the entire year for, you know, 50% of the game. She was only seeing 15 to 20 minutes. So it'll be exciting this year to see her completely healthy and also with, you know, a year under her belt and to see how she matures.
You know, Coach, you return girls like Clara and Lexi, who did a lot of the scoring for you last year, but still offensively struggled a little bit to try and get that consistent offensive threat. What do you need to do going forward this year to try and put the ball in the back of the net more often?
I think in terms of how we finish, it's more a selection of shots. For us, a lot of times we get in behind, but when it comes to it, you know, we want to thrash at everything and sometimes lack the composure to find corners. And so for us, I think repetitions in preseason, getting that muscle memory down in front of the net so that some of those things can be a bit more automatic for us, will be clutch for us if we want to go ahead and continue to grow scoring-wise.
Coach, you have a really strong senior class, I think six deep. Just talk about these girls that they came in your first year 4 years ago. Talk about the way you've seen them grow and their importance in terms of leadership for this team this year.
I mean, it's really been unbelievable because, you know, when they came in, we were looking to change the tone for the identity of the team, and it's really hard to do that, you know, as a freshman. But as they've grown and become leaders within the team, they've helped set that precedent for us and change who we are. And now, you know, as the players come in, the confidence level, how much they believe in what we can do, the professionalism of our approach, the way we look in training, all these things have been improved by them. And in addition to that, you know, just to see them grow as people, I feel so close to them. You know, they're like family for me, as we were all kind of coming in together and learning about Oglethorpe together. So it is definitely bittersweet to see them in their senior year, but I am so incredibly proud of them. I can't wait to see it.
Graduated your senior goalkeeper from a year ago in Sarah Nania. She had played a lot of minutes for the Peachells throughout her career in nets. Talk about how the competition is going in terms of replacing her this year moving forward.
I mean, it is tough. Right now, a player named Alaya Brejo from Spain is actually the front runner. She's got good size, long arms, and you know, we haven't traditionally had keepers on the taller side. So it'll definitely be exceptional for us to have her in nets, and you know, we definitely enjoy the international flavor she brings. But you know, replacing Sarah Nani is not an easy thing to do. So she's got some big shoes to fill, but hopefully she'll be equal to the challenge.
It's been the biggest surprise, Coach, you've seen from your group so far through preseason.
And the biggest surprise is just the camaraderie, and they're finally starting to get what it is to play especially college athletics, and how special and how important it is to, I mean, you got to work your butt off, and you've got to be prepared, you've got to be competitive, you've got to want to fight, but you also need to, you know, pick your head up and look around and enjoy what it is you're doing. You know, they're potentially the last 4 years of soccer, competitive soccer at least, for most players coming out of D3, and so it's important to really take joy in what it is you're doing and to understand, you know, how exceptional it is to be a college athlete, and I think they're starting to really grasp that as players, and that's really surprised me.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head women's soccer coach Alan Woods. And coach, as you look at your conference record from a year ago, 1-8-1 on paper, it might not say much, but to get those two results, the tie and the win, you know, I know you've been chipping away in that conference play and working so hard. How much do those results put confidence in your girls going forward to this year?
It was amazing. I mean, you know, for us coming in, you know, my first year, we weren't really competing well at all in conference, and we slowly kind of made up some ground. And last year, even though the record may not have reflected it, you know, looking at our results against Trinity, our results against Center, you know, these are fantastic teams, and I feel like we were able to compete and get ourselves into a position where, you know, these games were making a bit more sense to us. And then to finally get over the hump at Millsaps, and that being the, you know, the last game of the season and the culmination of what I thought was, you know, one of the better teams that Oglethorpe's ever put on the field. And so to be able to get that win, especially when it happened during the season, was extraordinary for us.
One of the exciting things about the 2011 season in SCAC soccer is the SCAC tournament that will happen at the end of the year to determine the NCAA automatic qualifying bid for the conference. Just talk about the excitement of the SCAC tournament and having the possibility of playing in Birmingham at the end of the year for that bid.
It's really exciting. I mean, first of all, Birmingham Southern is such a great university, and they've got such great facilities. So the excitement's already buzzing, you know, around my team, you know, in terms of what that would be like for them. But also to have something in addition to just the NCAA tournament, especially when you sit in a conference that has powerhouses like Trinity and like Center, to be able to have something else in the postseason to reach for. And also I think it's having played in them when I was in college, and I remember how exciting they were and how much fun I had. And to be able to see your players get excited for that and hopefully have a chance to experience it is something that you really take a lot of gratitude for as a coach.
Each season, coach, brings a new dynamic to every team. Obviously, the influx of freshmen at the start of preseason. Talk about the freshmen you brought in, and do you feel like they're adjusting well to the college game and hopefully could benefit you going forward this year?
They're doing well. I mean, they're coming along. You know, it's always a process, I think, for us. As we get better, it's always going to be a little bit more difficult for the freshmen to acclimate. You know, when I first came in, you know, we were starting 9 freshmen, you know, in that team. And so as we've improved, obviously, the task of freshmen getting on the field has gotten a bit harder. But the girls have come in. They've been great. They've had fantastic attitudes. And, you know, we're really looking forward to how they can contribute this year. But, I mean, I am very excited about them. They fit what we do. They fit our style. And they certainly fit our mindset. So we're pretty excited.
You've sort of talked about this a little bit, coach, but top to bottom, the competition in the SCAC is as good as there is in the country. Obviously, there are no weekends you can take off in terms of conference play. Just talk about what makes this conference so unique and competitive throughout the entire top to bottom portion.
I think it's the quality of the coaches, the quality of the programs, and the quality of the schools. You know, I think you're hard pressed to find conferences that have, you know, soup to nuts, such complete universities. I mean, these are places that people want to go regardless of the athletics. And then when you add these great coaches and you add these great players, I mean, it becomes something very dynamic and something very unique. So I don't think that often you find conferences that have that's such a complete dynamic about them.
Going to your fourth season, coach, what are the goals you have for the 2011 team?
We really just want to keep establishing ourselves. I mean, we understand that, you know, coming off what was a good season for us doesn't really mean that we've arrived and that we've still got a lot of work to do. But as long as we still have confidence in that, it shows that the program is growing and that the spirits of our players are starting to understand who we want to be as a team and how we want to represent the university. I think it'll be another big step for us.
What's the biggest challenge you face coaching in the SCAC?
It's really the for us, it's really kind of been inflation, I guess. I mean, I feel that from the time I got here to now, the team is incredibly better and more suited to play in the conference. But you still have to think that for every step we take, you know, Center's taking another step, Trinity's taking another step, you know, Millsaps and Swanee as well. And so because the universities are so good and because their programs are so good, when you're playing catch-up, you know, it's one of those things that is incredibly challenging.
Finally, coach, the 2011 Oglethorpe University women's soccer season will be a success if what happens?
the end of the season, we can look back at games and not regret the effort that we put in and not have to cringe at any of the goals that we've let up. You know, it'll be a success if we can, you know, look at ourselves in the mirror and be proud of the product we put on the field.
Oglethorpe head women's soccer coach Alan Woods. Again, the Peachels open up their 2011 campaign September the 7th on the road at Agnes Scott. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
No problem. Thanks for having me.